Obviously, look, at football and baseball, we're going to know a lot more about what our Augusts and Septembers are going to look like here as Atlanta sports fans over the next, let's call it 12 hours, because you get the trade deadline today, and a lot of people waking up to the news. It broke right around midnight that Jorge Soler will be headed back to Atlanta as part of this Braves team. The Braves sent Tyler Matzek over to San Francisco for Jorge Soler. So that's kind of exciting. I really don't know what to expect from Jorge Soler in terms of what he brings to the table. Obviously, you have to have a bat. Can he be that guy that really is that, you know, that linchpin for this offense? I don't know. I think you still have to have the Austin Rileys and Matt Olsons and everybody else start to hit in this lineup. But the Braves had to do something, and it didn't cost you much. And, you know, therefore, hopefully something can kind of get this thing cranked off as we are barreling down on the month of August.
Yeah, look, I actually want to, believe it or not, this was said months ago that this was a move that they should make by Turtle, who produces afternoons and, you know, hosts on the weekends, and I used to host with him. He was like, oh, they should go get Soler. And at the time, Soler was hitting like 214.
Right.
And I was like, dude, this is a terrible move. He's not hitting any better than anybody else. And you got that we already have, and you got to look at the contract he just signed. That's the sticker for me, is the contract that Jorge Soler comes with, because he just signed a contract with the Giants, and you know it's something that when you go and look at it, I'm not sure. You have two more years. And the next 2 years, he'll be making $16 million. I'm just curious what the end result is, because what are you going to – I would rather pick up Ozuna, who's had phenomenal –
Well, you have to.
Yeah, but –
There's
but,
no other way
But
around.
That's exactly what Ozuna is owed.
Ozuna's owed $16 million as a team option for next year, I believe.
Yes.
There's just no way – he's worth three times more than his
I understand that, but – Now you have another guy making $16 million for the next 2 years. I'm not sure how they make this work, because we all know that they signed, you know, the stinginess that they are. Soler has also been playing DH this year, so he's going to have to go back and start playing the outfield. But, you know, the thing I would say is he's got 12 home runs and 40 RBIs. It's a similar type season to what this guy had 36 last year. And you really go look at him, he had that one breakout year of 48 with the Royals, and then he had he comes here, and I think he only had 13 when he came here that year, and he hit maybe 14 more in 21. He did have 14 here, and then but he's not been very good. And so I'm not completely sold on this is the thing that fixes everything. And then you had Luke Jackson, whose ERA in 21 innings looks a little bit more inflated than his, but he hasn't been bad at all. He's got 33 strikeouts in 35 innings. Hasn't been bad, and it's just another depth piece. So I don't think they're done, to be honest with you.
No, I don't think they can be. I think they're going to need pitching help because of all the news. Now, you did get the good news on Ronaldo Lopez yesterday that Brian Snicker's not even sure it's going to require – a stint on the injured list. So that was excellent news that we kind of waited by for. I will give you Jorge Soler's numbers from the last week. Now, there's a couple rainouts in here, so really only five games. But you go back to the Dodgers, he's 2-for-3. Actually, a stolen base, which is nice to see. 3-for-3 the day after that with a home run, four runs in that game against Colorado. Then he goes 0-for-3, 3-for-4, and 3-for-5. That's all in your last week for Jorge Soler. So you had to think that if a week ago that these talks started with Alex Anthopoulos, over the last week, you probably looked at it and go, you know what? I think maybe we will pull the trigger on that. Maybe we will get Jorge Soler back in the fold. I do want to mention too, and we got about a minute here. Look, Tyler Matzek is leaving town, and I know that you're nostalgic when it comes to Braves, especially a guy like Tyler Matzek, who is a World Series hero. But you're bringing back a World Series hero and Jorge Soler. So any hesitance as far as shipping off Tyler Matzek for you?
Other than nostalgic purposes only, no. He hadn't been very good this year. I don't think he was healthy. I'm just not sure if he's ever going to be the guy that we saw in that 21 World Series. And, you know, in that playoff run, I really should say, because he was good the entire stretch. No, not really. And I'll even say this. I'm not sure how long San Francisco keeps him around.
Yeah.
He could be a guy that you could see released, and you know, if they wanted him and they thought he was healthy, they could always bring him back. So, no, not really. I kind of felt similar when Jesse Chavez was traded a couple years ago, and hell, he ended up back on the roster in 2 weeks. So, yeah. And you got Rozell Iglesias out of it. So, no, none, not really.
The Braves did play a game last night, so we'll get into all that at some point. And also, coming up on the other side of the break, we'll talk more Falcons. One of the weaknesses possibly from last year's team has turned into one of its strengths. We'll hear from Nate Lamon. That's coming up on the other side of the break. It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.